Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran says that Palestine is the number one issue in the Islamic world. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ayatollah Khomeini made the statement, Palestine is the number one issue in the Islamic world. Is that really the case, and or is Iran setting this up as some type of a straw man?
Jimmy, really, it is today the only issue that unites Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims. The only thing that they all agree on is that Islam is supreme, whatever form it takes, and that's that they fight about. Islam is supreme. The Jews are not the chosen people anymore. They should not have a state in the Middle East, and it's going to be destroyed. Now, again, not all Sunni Muslims say that by any means. There are peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan and whatever, but that is a prominent line, and it certainly is the dominant line on the Iranian scene and Hezbollah and the others we've talked about. This is what they think. It is something they can talk about, get everybody excited about. Let's focus on liberating Jerusalem and not on our struggles. But those internal struggles go on, Jimmy. This week in Qatar, we had more trouble. We have the embargo continuing there. We have the Qatari government refusing to give in to the demands of some of their Arab neighbors for more moderate policy. We see Qatar continuing to fund terrorist groups in the region. So that's just part of the struggle, but there's a lot going on under the scene. But they all agree that Israel is an enemy, or at least for the most part they do.
David Dolan with details helping us to better understand the headline in the news today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Iran and the Palestinians are both major players in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Iran, Persia of Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, is a part of the alignment of nations that forms to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 1 to 6, reveals that Iran will be destroyed in the first 6 months of the seven-year tribulation period. The Palestinians, on the other hand, are a people that date back some 4,000 years ago to Esau in Genesis chapter 25. The Bible tells us that these people will kill the Jews and steal the land of the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10. Malachi chapter 1 says that the Lord will have indignation against the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, and he'll have that indignation forever. And in fact, the little book of Obadiah says that when Jesus returns to the earth, he will allow the Jews to destroy the Palestinians as if they had never been. God will deal with the enemies of the Jewish people in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...